It's been a long year. We started this process last May with our college scouts who went on the road and looked at 13,000 names across the college campuses, seniors and draft eligible juniors, and whittled that number down to a little less than 2,000 NFL prospects for us. We went to the board with about 591 players, and just this morning we finished up with 120 players on our draft board. So we'll draft off that board that has 120 players. I can tell you at the top, there are 20 guys that we certainly like, that will fit us, that will make an impact on our team, and we're very, very excited for the draft to come next Thursday. This year, you know, we feel pretty good about the tackle draft. Obviously, there's a lot of depth at receiver, and we've talked about several of the receivers that are intriguing prospects in middle rounds that not only have the measurables, but have that element of speed that we're looking for. So that's a position that we're excited about.
Safeties and tackles, everybody used to have a low opinion, offensive linemen in general. But with the emergence of tight ends, especially the basketball-playing type tight ends, the traditional hard-hitting box safety was around 5'9", and he struggles covering those guys. So the taller, rangier safeties have become a more premium. When you see guys making $10 million a year now at safety, that tells you that it's changed. And Earl Thomas is a good reason for it, as is Bird. I mean, those guys are game-changing players now. But the emergence of tight ends and backs as mismatches in the passing game, you have to have a more versatile player there.
Would you like to acquire more picks here? Do you see yourself moving down, moving up?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, there are a few scenarios that we've talked about that would, you know, we would consider moving up in the right circumstance. But for the most part, you know, I think our philosophy would be to acquire more picks and move back. You know, we do think it's deep enough where, you know, I really do think you're going to get third-round players in the fourth and fifth round, guys who can come in and be immediate impact players for you. So I think, you know, when it's all said and done, you want to acquire more picks.
I mean, how do you approach it at 20 versus last year?
Well, the first thing you have to do is quit looking at these mock drafts because they confuse you and get your mind scrambling for sure. But I think you just got to be patient, trust your board. I think if you trust the way you have the players ranked, you know that at the end of the day, we're going to get one of those players ranked 1 through 20, and we feel good about every one of those guys.
Did you Google 2014 mock draft? There's about 18 pages of them, you know. Of those 18 pages, I don't think we had the same player picked in any of them twice. So, I mean, it's one person trying to outdo the other one. And so many times they're all based on need. And they need this, so they're going to take this guy. Well, he's a fourth-round pick. You're going to take him in the first or second round because you need one? No, it's not realistic. So it makes for great banter and chatter and good bar talk, but it's not much reality to it, but it's fun to look at it.
Yeah.
How many have I read? Oh, I read them all. I've had 2 extra weeks this year. Jeez, what else are you going to do?
I've always had the mindset that I think you shoot to hit on 3 guys who are at least impact players and starter types. You know, last year I really do feel like we did that with Tyron and Andre, and really obviously think Coop's the real deal, just, you know, had the unfortunate injury. And then try to have at least, you know, two role players, 2 guys who can at least play a significant role offensively or defensively and help you on special teams.